Okay, good afternoon and welcome to the rest of the news. This is Frank Simon, and we've got an unbelievable program lined up for you that's dealing with things that are really important. The important thing I want to start off with, he's on the line. Okay, now, Rick, are you there, Rick?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Dr. Simon? This is Rick. Can you hear me?
Is he there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How you doing? I can hear you, Dr. Simon.
Okay. I guess I didn't have my volume turned up high enough to hear you. Now, Rick, this lady is something else. Candace is her first name.
Right. Candace Owen.
Owen with an S right. Or not? Just plain Owen?
Yeah. She's a young lady.
Oh, no,
she's
S.
Probably no more than 30. She's been raised like most folks on the liberal side. As an African-American young lady, she was raised in the last 35 or 40 years. She's raised thinking that the Democrat Party was where our best interests lied. But somehow over the last few years, she has come to the conclusion that that's not necessarily so. And so over time, she's become a very conservative person. She's really one of the best spokespeople for conservatism to come along in a while.
A couple of years ago, I was listening to Fox News, Bill O'Reilly came on, and he said that the Republican Party was beginning to come to an end because more and more people were going on welfare, and all the people on welfare were going to vote Democrat, that this whole idea of the Republican Party was going out of the picture. Do you have any comments on that?
Bill O'Reilly, to me, I used to watch him when I had cable. When he was right about things, I enjoyed that. But very often, he would be right about things, but really not even understand it in conservative ways based on conservative principles.
Right.
He was always playing some kind of political mathematics in his head that didn't have anything to do with right or wrong, decency or socialism or capitalism. It always had to do with some kind of math in his head about who votes for who and identity politics and that kind of thing. So
it was kind of a scary thing that he said, because back then, Obama won by a big landslide, and he said, well, this is what the future holds. We're going to have more and more Democrats winning because more and more people are on welfare, and they're just going to all vote Democrat. Well, that was kind of scary back then, but I've talked with you several times before. Like you say, that's not necessarily true, and I think Candace Owens is a good example, and I think Rick Howland is a good example of how there's more to the picture than what Bill O'Reilly was saying.
One of the problems, don't get me wrong, the Republican Party is not dead and it's not deleted. You're exactly right. Candace Owens has grown up organically just by paying attention to what was being said, who was saying what, and slowly but surely turn around and realize that she'd been lied to a lot.
Well,
and then
because of that,
willing to listen to the other side for a minute.
Isn't that true that a lot of people are like that, that they all of a sudden...
Yeah, if you can get people exposed to where they can get more than one side of a story. As long as everything's controlled, that's the reason the media and the Democrat Party are so upset at the concept, the idea of fake news.
Yeah.
Because that means that there are a lot of people that are waking up to the deception that's been going on over these last probably about 25 to 35 years.
Exactly.
And characterizing the other side as being far extreme. If you think about it in the media, only really since, to my way of thinking right now, they didn't used to talk about liberals in the mainstream media. They only talked about conservatives and conservatives as being extreme. They never talked about liberals, and they never talked about the left. They always talked about those positions as being normal and righteous and having the moral high ground, and then anything that was conservative as being racist, as being reactionary, or not wanting anything to change, no matter how bad it was.
Now, Rick, have you seen this? Of course, you can't see it. This is a DVD called The Jesus Video. Have you seen this?
I think I might have seen it before. I can't remember. I'm getting old now, Doc.
You're getting better. But here's the thing. This video, it's about an hour long, and it has the birth, the life, the miracles, the crucifixion, and the resurrection. And then it has an invitation.
Okay.
Now, it's put out by an organization called CAP, C-A-P, Christ for All People.
Okay.
And they got a group of folks down together, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and the churches, they gave that video out to every single person Fort Lauderdale. Every single person. The people in Texas are going to try to do the same thing. And with your help, we're going to try to do the same thing to Jefferson County and this whole state of Kentucky and beyond. We
okay.
think there is a scripture in Isaiah, the 11th chapter, and I think it's the 12th verse, and it's,
okay.
he's talking about the last days. And he says in that in the last days, God is going to lift up a standard or a flag or a pennant mm-hmm. and draw all men unto him. Okay, and I yes, thought sir. About that, and it suddenly occurred to me, this is the standard that God is lifting up. Of course,
yes.
you can't see it. I'm holding it up to the television, to the live
camera,
stream.
Right, to the Facebook camera.
I got some insight about Rick Howland about 5 years ago or so. It said, this Rick Howland is going to be a game changer. That
okay.
you're going to be used of God to turn things around to a certain extent. I told Pastor Bob Rogers about this past Sunday. And
mm-hmm.
he says, oh, this sounds great. Get me 500 of them. And so we ordered 1,000 of them yesterday. Carol ordered them. And she says, well, what are we going to owe you for that? The people at CAP said, oh, just send whatever you want. What do you think of that? So they're not mm-hmm. trying to make money on this deal. And I think
they're trying to save people.
That's right. And we sent them about 25 cents on each video.
Praise God.
This, I think, is something exciting that's going on in the world right now. And I think you and me and the people watching and listening to this program are a big part of what God is going to do. Now, we handed this out down on Taylor Boulevard. And you walk along and we hold hands and pray at the corner. And then we go down. So people will come along and say, oh, hey, can I give you a video on the greatest story ever told? A what? Yeah. And they say, okay, they'll take it. They'll take this yeah. video. They may not take a Bible tract. But they'll take this video, which is much stronger than a Bible tract. Most Bible
yes,
tracts.
Yes, sir. It's got the whole story in it.
It's got the whole story. This one guy came up and he says, oh, no, I'm Muslim. I'm not going to take it. I said, wait a minute. You're just who we're looking for. And I said, it's written in Somali. Somali, he says, that's me. That's me. And he starts poking at this video.
Yeah.
So he took it. He was excited to take it.
Amen.
We got Bibles. We give them all a Bible because you can get a Bible for a dollar at some place over there. But this is a new day. Can I say that? This is a new day. There are people that have never seen this video that need to see it. And we can give that out to everybody. Everybody will take it. And you're talking about Candace Owens.
Candace was raised in a probably regular urban family. Not everything was good. Not everything was bad. I think she attended college. I think she's graduated. She's done well. But her political leanings changed because she began to wake up. Some people have epiphanies. Well, maybe she had an epiphany. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's a very gifted and talented young woman. And she's been hired by Turning Point, which is an organization that spends time on college campuses doing battle with forces on college campuses that only allow one point of view.
Right.
And they're there to counter what those messages. She's been really, really good at it.
The thing I'm trying to say is Candace had an epiphany and Rick Howland had an epiphany and I had an epiphany. And this
Amen.
Is the epiphany right here. This is a mind changer. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. And it's a mind blower.
Right.
Once you realize that you've kind of been controlled, your thoughts are being controlled because of the information that you're fed.
Yeah.
And suddenly, once that happens to you, it's almost impossible to control your mind anymore because you're thinking. And you're not just thinking about what you're being told. You begin to use your ability to reason to figure out what you're not being told.
Now, here's a quote from this magazine from Turning Point. Candace, she says, I no longer wanted to be the product of a bunch of media, culture, and ideas that were not my own.
Amen.
That's an epiphany. I mean, she's sudden change of mind, in other words.
And right, exactly. You discover something, you learn a piece of knowledge you never had before, and it's such an important piece of knowledge that it literally changes your life and how you think.
She says, I swallowed a red pill.
Okay? It is, red pill.
In other words, she started thinking for herself.
When I first discovered her, she had a blog called Red Pill.
No kidding.
The red pills, that's what she's referring to. She would be just in her office or maybe in her living room and be a blank wall behind her. And she would, might sometimes may have even been where she could get a dead sound, like maybe in a bathroom somewhere. And she would just record these blogs. I think that's how Turning Point found out about her. And then, I don't know if you're familiar with Kanye West, but back about a month or a half, maybe 2 months ago, she had gotten with Turning Point and she was on campus and a whole crew of Black Lives Matter students were in the audience. He was on a panel, and they were there taking, as they usually do, wherever they go, they try to take over whatever other people have going on and insert their message. Well, she was able to deal with them doing what they do and managed to not allow them to take over the panel.
Wow.
And she just kept talking. She knows the same things they do to other people, she was doing right back to them. They were trying to overtalk her. She overtalked them. Actually, Dr. Simon, they got up and left. Then she explained to the audience what had just occurred. And from that, Kanye West, who is a rapper, songwriter and a rapper and a producer, saw it. And he made a comment publicly that he liked the way she thinks.
Yeah.
Because he calls it free thinking. She's a free thinker. She doesn't think the same thing other people think just because they think it. She thinks for herself. And that's what he was saying. And people started criticizing Kanye West. That blew her up, her notoriety. It moved beyond just the conservative community and actually broke out into the pop culture.
Now, Rick, let me read this one thing here. It says, Candace Owens of Turning Point USA is having a big impact on politics of our country.
She represents
an ever-expanding group of very smart thinkers, and it is wonderful to watch and hear the dialogue going on, so good for our country.
And see, she's one of the reasons why predicting that Bill O'Reilly made several years ago that the Republican Party was dying. Bill O'Reilly, like I said, he has strictly a media political math that he does in his head. He talks about how things go and this is the way it works, and as a professional politician, well, that may have been okay 35 or 40 years ago.
Right, right.
But we have these young people called millennials. God dealt with me about the millennials about 2 years ago. I used to be real hard on them on the show we do together, and I used to be real hard on them on Pastor Stevenson's show. God let me know that my job is not to criticize millennials. And what he said was, the millennials are searching. Because they're searching, that scripture that says, if you look for me, you'll find me.
Yeah.
He's saying, they're going to find me. He said, but when they find me, you need to be prepared to be able to talk to them.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to talk to them. Older people have got to figure it out, study young people that are like Candace Owens, who has a message, and figure out what she explains and listen to her and how she explains things. And that's what we need to be ready to do when we have an opportunity to witness to millennials, to get their souls saved, but also to get them to understand about our political system and how it works.
You're right. I want to give out 1,000 of these DVDs. Mm-hmm. We've already ordered them. The number to call to get this free right now is 895-5025. Call that number right now. I think somebody will answer the phone. If not, just leave your name, address, phone number, and spell it. We'll send this to you. Now, really, you mentioned Brother Stevenson. We would like to get at least 500 of these to Brother Stevenson and Brother Rick. We can get behind this and make a change, like you say, with the millennials and most other people that really haven't had this thought. They haven't really thought, well, what's life all about?
We have a public education system, Doc.
Yeah.
That doesn't educate, it indoctrinates.
Well, see, we got to overcome
these young,
all of
these
that.
Young people are fighting their way out of that fog of indoctrination.
Yeah.
We have to be prepared to give them the education that they miss. We might even have to teach them math. We may have to pull some of them aside and quietly teach them how to read. Seriously, we got young people coming out of these colleges and universities not able to perform because public education is more interested in indoctrinating them in liberality.
That's right.
Liberation theology and communism and socialism than they are at actually educating these young people to think for themselves.
Now, Rick, will you talk to Brother Stevenson about this?
And yes, I'll sir. Get him. I may not get a chance to talk to him until next week.
That's
but
fine.
But I'll try to keep that on my mind.
Because I probably won't get him in until next week. But
okay.
The idea is they're powerful and they're in 8 or 10 different languages. I think they make it in over 100 languages. But they're in many different languages, and everybody needs to see this. And I believe that this is what the Bible is talking about, lifting up a standard and drawing all men unto Jesus. So I think we can do it. But we need everybody who's listening to the program today. See, we need to get you a $500 for your pastor. We need every church in Jefferson County. We need every church in Kentucky. We need every church in Carrollton. We need every church in McDaniel and every church in Owensboro and Bowling Green, Rough River, because this program is going to all those places. But with God's help, we can get this out. And you just call me right now, 895-5025. Now, the area code is 502 because we're in Louisville. Give us your phone number and your name. Spell your name, your phone number, and spell your address. We'll get this out to you, and we'll help you get enough for your entire county. Everybody needs to cover their entire county. And the number again, 895-5025. This is a new day.
Yes, sir.
This is a new day. We're going to be like Candace. We're not going to sit around and let people tell us stuff.
I would like to caution people. Bill O'Reilly is respected a great deal. He has a math, the way he makes his ideas and where he gets his ideas about what's vital and what's real and what's not. It is sometimes not based on, quote unquote, let's say, a Christian point of view.
Right.
It's not a Christian math. It's not a spiritual. He's very worldly in his reasoning. If you're a Christian individual, then the hope that comes through the Spirit of Christ that gives what appears to be hopeless to a carnal man.
Yes.
To a spiritual man is seen as an opportunity. To him, he's looking at the idea, he's looking at the percentages of people in the country that were becoming more and more dependent upon the government. And he was assuming once they get used to taking money from the government, they won't turn around. And so he was saying the Republican Party is going to die because of that, because the Democrat Party successfully vying votes.
Yeah,
but the problem is God has a way of getting in people's hearts, and all of a sudden they decide they don't want to be on that anymore.
Now, listen, Rick, we're running out of time. We got just a few seconds. You want to say anything else real quick?
I would recommend that everybody, if you're on Facebook, look up Turning Point. Just listen to Candace Owens and the other speakers that are doing that work and help them any way you can. They're one of the few frontline warriors that are actually dealing with the culture war on the college campus.
That's right.
And they need support.
Okay, now, Rick
Howland.
We need
to listen to how they talk and factor it into how we communicate with people as well, because they're very good at it.
What is your station that you're on?
970 on the AM dial, the same ones you're on Sunday night on the Black Heart Conservative at 8 p.m. And on WLLV, Monday through Friday at 10:30 in the morning, 10:30 to 11:30.
We're all going to get together
on the AM dial.
And push Jesus.
Push Jesus.
Push Jesus. Now,
push Jesus.
Let me give you that number again, 895-5025. And we wanted to get you 500 of these so you can cover your church and your county. There are thousands of these, and we can get them. We can afford them because they're going to give us a discount on this. Let's pray just now. Lord, we thank you for Brother Rick. We thank you for this radio station. We thank you for the CAP organization and this movie. And we pray that you would help us turn this whole thing around in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, Lord.
God bless you. Thanks a lot for listening and tuning in again next week for the rest of the news.
Hey, this is Frank Simon with the rest of the news, and our special guest today is Vince Palazzo. Hey, Vince.
How you doing, Frank?
Sure is good to see you.
Thank you.
Well, we were thinking about what's the purpose of having this radio program and the television program. And the purpose is, number one, we're trying to report news that nobody else is reporting, or very few people. And number two, we always want to give the solution to the problem. In other words, we're not here to just pile problems on people and say, oh, this is terrible is happening and this terrible is happening, goodbye. But no, we want to give good solution to all the problems. Now, I've got a scripture I want to read. This is from King James Bible, but I didn't give the reference place. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about, seeing whom he may devour. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I got some letters in the mail recently. This one was from Frank Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, the Center for Security Policy. And he's a pretty famous guy, and I've heard him speak a lot of times. And he is saying that the Muslims are trying to take over our country.
Yes.
And people say, oh, that couldn't be. I don't see any Muslims anywhere. Well, I'm not worried.
Well, come on down to my church on South 4th Street near Churchill Downs, and there's a mosque just down the street. There's also one over here on 6 Mile Lane, and there's one on Westport Road, and that's just to name a couple in the city.
That's right. And there's one on River Road, and they're all over the place. And those mosques are there to teach Muslims how to blow things up.
In some degree, in some cases, I guess.
In other words, I always want to go back to the trial they had. What was the name of that trial? Anyway, it was a trial for people that were raising money for the terrorists over in Palestine and things like that. And they found a book that was written by the Muslim Brotherhood saying that they're here for one reason and one reason only, and that's to undermine the United States.
To take over.
To take over. That's a good way
to put it. They will not rest until it becomes a Muslim world or a Muslim nation.
Right.
One nation at a time.
They've been doing this for hundreds of years, beginning with the Crusades, which they started by murdering Christians, about half the Christians on the planet. And finally, the Pope decided, well, we better try to defend our people.
Can't understand, Frank, for the life of me, why the left embraces the Muslim. Okay, they get mad at the Christians because we don't agree with gay marriage, or we don't agree with some of this extreme
transgender feminism.
But the Muslims want to throw gays off the roofs of buildings and kill them. But yet the left embraces the Muslim religion condemns the Christians.
Well, I think they have a lot in common. The left-wingers, what you call the progressives, or you can call them socialists, or you can call them communists, or you can call them Democrats. You can call them all those names because they all amount to about the same thing. But they hate Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
They hate him because he's trying to build up America.
And Christian values they hate.
The Muslims hate America. They feel we have to kneel down to Islam. They have to kind of wipe us out, or at least a lot of us. The progressives, they think the same way. So really the progressives and the Muslims, it seems to me they're in the same boat, and that is the anti-America vote. And this comes out very clearly in a chant that the left-wingers chanted, I guess it's been a couple of months ago, at Berkeley, California. They had about 100 people there. They're all masked and everything, and they said, Antifa, no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. Okay, so that tells you right there they're against America. And whatever they can do to tear down America, that's what they want to do. And that's what they're doing. They're against freedom. They're against the Constitution. They're against the Bill of Rights. They just want to tear down America so they can have a one-world government, all of that stuff. Wouldn't you say?
Be careful what you wish for. That they have no clue what they're asking for. Ignorance is what it boils down to.
And the thing is, the left-wingers and the Democrats, of course, the Democrat Party is altogether different now than it was, say, even 10 years ago. But now they've been taken over by George Soros, who's kind of bought them out. They want to just tear down America. That's what they want. And George Soros, they want to have a one world government with naturally them in charge.
And that ushers in the Antichrist.
It's all coming true if you read your Bible. It's amazing how this is, that they are all working together. And the thing that unites them is they hate America. They hate the Constitution. They hate freedom. They hate the Bill of Rights. They hate prosperity. They want everybody on welfare. They want everybody to unemployed.
Crush the economy of the U.S. It would crumble within. Most countries crumble with from within. That's what's happening. They're infiltrating. And I believe that was, honestly, our past president's goal was to take down America from the inside out.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But them teaching our children, it just in New Jersey recently, there was a case, they're teaching our children the five pillars of Islam in school. But yet if a child brings their Bible to a public school,
they get
reprimanded and expelled and all kinds of stuff. But yet they're teaching them to bow down to Allah. Muhammad is the only prophet.
That's exactly what they're doing. And of course, nobody realizes this is going on. In other words, if you don't get the newsletter from Christian Action Network, you would never know that, because there's a blackout in the media.
Parents have to be vigilant and pay attention to what's going on between the sex ed that they're teaching our children and the Muslim five pillars of Islam. Christian parents have to stand up and be heard. We can't sit back and say, oh, well, we're going to let God take care of it. No, we have to take a stand.
Well, that's right. The Bible says contend for the faith, okay? So if you say, well, we're just going to love everybody and let God handle everything, well, you're disobeying God and you're disobeying the Bible, because the Bible says in Jude, the third chapter, contend for the faith. And Jesus himself said, occupy until I return. Those are all biblical scripture. So these people that say, oh, well, let's have a conference and compromise with Islam and have a joint meetings and all that stuff, that's totally against the Bible, total against Christianity. And there are a lot of people that are doing exactly what you said. The Muslims are definitely in favor of that.
I watched a video yesterday by Bridget Gabrielle. I may have botched her name, but
no, that's exactly right.
And she talked about the number of people always say, oh, well, most Muslims are peaceful. And that's true, that probably most of them are. But however, they're the insignificant majority. It's the minority that are the radicals. It took 19 radicals to take down our country on 9/11, take down the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, forever change the landscape of America. Only 19 radicals. There's a whole lot more radicals than that.